You're listening to the Multifamily Innovation Show with Patrick Antrim, your source for innovative strategies for multifamily professionals, CEOs, executive leaders, and aspiring leaders that want to drive high-performance results for their property or portfolio.
Welcome back to another episode of the Multifamily Innovation Podcast. We're here with an exciting guest, an industry innovator. This is the founder of 365 Connect. Carrie Kirby has almost 100 technology awards. He's been a developer, multifamily developer, understands technology and real estate, and is chair of technology for the Multifamily Innovation Council. Carrie, welcome back.
Patrick, excited always to be here with you.
Yeah. Okay. So the reason why I'm having you on is recently, and like last week, Jimmy Lancaster on stage at the Multifamily Innovation Summit, as part of the Multifamily Innovation Showcase, launched something remarkable. I know that you've been on that platform before, but this is the idea around automated leasing for multifamily owners and operators. Let's set me up. What happened for those that are listening and were in the room?
Patrick, there's a lot of chatter. People use the word leasing. I call it loosely in our industry. And in our world, it means a signed lease. So we've spent about 2 years. And what we did is we built a completely automated platform. When I say automated, I'm talking about no intervention from your property staff. And the way it works is you go through an application process, being self-service platform for someone applying on a unit. We have some technology here that we actually have patent pending on. Basically, we take that unit and put it almost in an eBay kind of mode. We remove it so no one else applies on top of it, which is a flaw we've heard over and over in the industry. Somebody else is applying and the first guy that gets to the end wins. So that unit comes off. Nobody can apply on top of it.
I like the pricing psychology there too, though.
Yeah. It brings them into an environment. They verify their ID documents. We can now verify over 1,000 different ID types across the world. Passports, military ID, foreign driver's license. So we have a very robust back end running there. We have some things we can move around. So it's not, this industry has never been one size fits all. So we built our application, what's called Legos, and we can make it however you would like it, all the way down to, if you look at a screener, they need about 4 or 5 pieces of information. We can deliver just that, get them approved, and capture the rest of it on the way to the lease. Very robust app, sign it, dates it, stamps our IP address on it, you name it, we've got it, pays that app fee, triggers to a screener, say they're approved. We then completely build out a lease. We build out an invoice. Of course, you give us those parameters for any onboarding fees. Now, when I say build out a lease, I also want to point out that we've built this on top of Blue Moon, which is an NAA click and lease platform. So we are using Blue Moon lease documents, addendums, custom addendums. You dream of it. We've mapped it, put it in there. Worked with the guys at Blue Moon. They are in total awe of what we have created. It will deliver it with an invoice to everybody that's got to sign it, pay the app fee. That lease is delivered back securely on all sides, along with payment back to the property. And we just delivered them a signed lease with money. Could be 2 a.m. on a Sunday morning. And we can trigger that within nanoseconds of getting an approval from the screener.
So tell me why now. I know that there's a lot of conversation around automation. We're living through a transformation where some have opened up and recognized the opportunity and some are trying to figure out how to move through it. And there's also executives that are trying to message and engage teams and give them some level of certainty and awareness around these different investments. So tell me, like, why now? Why is this important now?
What's interesting, we started on this a couple of years ago, and actually we mapped it out before COVID. So I don't want to say this is a COVID-driven thing, but where it stemmed from was just a turnover rate that people have at properties. And it's not just a turnover rate of employees, but it's training. And a lease is a complex legal document. And the errors that can occur and the level of training to fill one of these things out is pretty extensive. So we started there. And then as we kept going, things like AI, we use a combination of things. We've actually coined it intelligent automation to do it. So I think we were answering the call of some skill gaps, what's turned into a labor shortage, and what's now turned into a better way to utilize people. I saw something the other day and somebody was talking about AI and they called it, they said that people don't want to do soul crushing work anymore. And data entry is soul crushing work. And that's really what building a lease is. But you have to put the right things in the right places. And with automation, we do that every time, all the time. We've actually been able to overcome a couple of things that you really have to manually put in, such as how many keys does someone get? What's a calculation in a Blue Moon lease is a calculation if they want to get out of the lease, what's the buyout on the lease? There are also certain states, we're now seeing a lot more regulation pop up that want certain terms on a lease. Go into Maryland, you have to offer a 24-month lease. So we're able to put those things in there that, it was offered, and this is what was. There's an addendum to that, what they settled on. The other thing that we did, Patrick, along the way, so if you get into the user experience side, we do a complete summary of what that is, all the fees, all the move-in fees. So fast forward today, and they got junk fee bill out there, and it's about disclosure. And we've been disclosing these things before the junk fee bill, so we've now laid some compliance pieces. And these are things that are prone to human error. So I think it's a combination of things that pushed us to do it. Look, there's no secret. I'm an employer. You're an employer. In the world of work, it's difficult to get somebody anymore in a world of remote work to show up at a place every day, unlock a door at a certain time, leave at a certain time, be there behind a desk. It's look at the office market. I think that's the telltale sign of people don't feel like they need to be somewhere anymore. And that's how our industry has gotten more into centralization. How can we serve more units with less people? Long story short, we're breaking the 1-to-100 model in a big way. We're like smashing glass on the floor now.
Yeah. And you mentioned the idea of how we've always done it around having somebody unlock a door and meet at the property and hopefully not get sick and not have certain days of the week they want to experience life. There's this concept of being personalized versus personal. And in other words, it's what does the customer even expect today? But I like how you keyed in on not just change for the sake of change. Hey, try something new in the business. You're solving a big problem, which is that turnover rate. And you mentioned training errors with these are lease contracts that can commit to 12-month, 18-month terms. And if you've got salespeople involved in the process, they're usually more expressive and in their world of personality and work skills. And so they're not necessarily due diligence and analytical and amiable in terms of accounting, right? So the details of a contract and managing that, I just start to think of the errors. You mentioned the skills gaps in terms of the labor shortage and then being a better way for people to utilize their teams. So this is something that could, I think about the CFO who is looking for, okay, how are we going to operate with all the pressures upon us? How are we going to save some money here? I think clearly this is an opportunity to say, yeah, we can scale faster, take on more properties and not have to worry about certain elements of hiring in those specific roles. Also, maybe even testing the assumptions about the 1-to-100 and operating a little more efficiently. And then for like the VP of operations, I start to think about that around how they're trying to create an experience for the employees and they don't want to be in doing redundant work. boring work, work that requires them to ultimately get a write-up someday because they did a contract wrong and not even being properly trained just because we're hiring at such, you know, accelerated paces. And then I think of about the leasing team, which is like, how's this going to impact me? What is my role? And I also see that as a better support for that role and better experience for that role, but probably more deals because you're moving people through the full end-to-end cycle. And smart operators will figure out how to really reward, repurpose some of those efficiencies to reward real growth in revenue, because ultimately that's what we're all trying to do. So anyway, I like your approach to it. You mentioned it's not necessarily new, but it may be new for somebody to try this new process. How do you suggest beginning this journey? They get in touch with you guys. You do a demo, you demonstrate what you've talked us through here today. And then after that, this is something that kind of comes on top of what you're working on. And then you get comfortable with the process and then they can make a business decision. So they don't have to make any concrete business decisions off the bat. They can just get set up with you, become a customer, experience it. And then they're making the decision off of their own investment objectives and stuff like that.
And my suggestion to anybody, and we don't want to get in a spot where it's like, oh, wow, give me 100 of these. Take one, try it, just test it in the community and see how it works out. The other side of this coin, Patrick, that I think properties are more and more looking at is customer experience. Look, I'm an employer. I'm a job creator, an innovator. I'm not saying get rid of people in any way, shape, or form. But maybe someone's much better. Maybe you don't have smart locks or you can't do it all with zero humans. People might be good at showing an apartment, selling an apartment. Do they need to be good at that? They need to be good at taking an application, creating a lease document. How great is it that somebody could say, hey, come on over, I'll meet you at this property. Show them a unit. Yeah, I love this unit. Great. Let's take the next step and apply. Boom. Soon as you leave, here comes an email. Here's a link, or you go to the property's website, apply, get an approval as soon as you're done, if you let us fully automate this thing, and then get a lease 60 seconds later. There's also a journey we took to doing this. And one of the things was we wanted to talk to people we didn't do business with. And we wanted to talk to people in a property that did leases. And we set out on a journey and talked to quite a few of them. And there's a loss ratio. And I don't know, nobody could really stick a percentage on it. But if you don't turn something back around quick enough to a renter, you can lose them. And think about your own transactions. This is a transactional piece. This isn't where a leasing agent, in my opinion, should really be involved. We're signing legal documents. We're collecting money. We're screening people to make sure they're qualified to live in our communities. Let's take our people and better utilize them to sell those vacant units, and then let the tech do the talking. Not only do the talking, but create a great experience. And we have prided ourselves in doing it. We make it simple. When that lease is delivered, there's a PIN code for them to get into. And we recently just built a system where we can deliver documents before they sign the lease, because we're more and more, as an industry, we have all this regulation coming in. Cost us money to regulate. We're in a falling rent market. So automating is a great way to combat some of that. But we built a system where you can load documents down to a unit. We have a document system we built. I could put a document only on unit 101, if that's where you want it, for somebody to download, preview. Great place to say, hey, here's our community policies, any regulatory things. Here's our pet policy. Download it. They have to check a box they've read and downloaded to hit the next button to get to the lease. So we're trying to solve problems with this. And we have battle tested it. We're very confident in it. That's why you saw us pitch it at the show. leading up to this, we have built several things to completely automate marketing processes, all the way from automating social media posts, automating SEO, which is probably unheard of, but we do it, automating reviews and answering reviews utilizing AI. So we're continuing to build out a suite of automated products that we don't think your property staff should be tasked with doing, that you should be able to utilize them better. If you need to run leaner, you can, because you don't have somebody bogged down sitting there trying to figure out a lease or post on your social media accounts. So that's basically where we're going to continue, is to automate more and more processes in this industry. And one other caveat is we do have renewals built into this as well. And renewals is, we're putting some guardrails in it. So renewals currently is not fully automated, because we don't want to just pull market rent and, hey, this guy's on his fifth lease renewal, let's raise his rent $200 a month and lose him. So we're setting some guardrails that can be set on the renewal offers, and then we can do the same thing and deliver a lease. So that will be the renewal. Automated renewals will be rolling out soon, but it exists today. You could certainly renew a lease in our platform.
Yeah, that's great. And so tell me a little bit about, or tell our listeners how they get in touch with you to learn more about this. We'll put the links in the show notes, but
simply go to 365connect.com and you'll see a demo basically on any. You can go to our product pages, go to leasing. You can read about any of our products, and on every single page, just schedule a demo. It'll bring you to a page where you can put in your information, schedule a time with us. And when we demo, you basically get an engineer to walk you through it, tell you how our integrations work with your PMS systems, everything. So one thing I think you and I consistently hear, Patrick, especially in the Innovation Council, I don't like being sold to. I want to be educated. We're not a salesy organization. You're not going to have a sales guy chasing you. We're going to show you what we do. And I think you'll love it. You'll want to try it, and certainly can try it under no obligation with us, and see if it works for what you're doing, where you see the future going. We're following trends. We're talking on a large scale along with you in the Innovation Council across properties all over the country. And I think we're hearing some common things, and following the news, following the demographics, following rent trends. So just trying to bring something to the market that I think is desperately needed. We have the technology. Let's do it. Let's make this business not only run more efficient, but give people better opportunities to do the things that only humans can do. What did you say? There's a difference between personalized and personalization. And that's what we
can personal, do. Yeah, too. Even personal. So I love what you shared there. And even at the summit, Jimmy, when he was doing a showcase, you mentioned around you're going to be on a call with an engineer. Like, this isn't 40 layers of depth to get to the product innovation. You're on the call with people that can get you answers instantly around how it may integrate, what would happen after the sale, what support would look like, what onboarding would look like. And then also you mentioned show you'll get an opportunity to, the customers will get an, or the prospects will get an opportunity to see what you do and see how it all visually, the workflow. Yeah. And it's never done, right? So I love your feedback loop, how tight it is around you're building alongside of customers instead of just going building something and trying to figure out how to just hire a bunch of salespeople and go sell it. I love that approach. At the same time, I've seen this product. It is pretty interesting. And you do have at some point as a solution to a big problem, you do have an obligation at some point to just tell people about it. And that's what I'm doing here on this call here. But yeah, so 365connect.com, in the link in the show notes for this episode, you can follow that as well. Reach out to Kerry and his team and learn about how really a better way to sign to leases. It's really exciting times to be in multifamily. And I think if you're an operator out there and you're looking for one way to be a hero within your organization and create a better experience for your employees, but also get some financial lift on cash flow, this is something that you have to sit back and say, I have an obligation to at least look at this.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I think it's definitely something are worthy of coming to take a look at. And Patrick, a lot of the demos I love to get on because I love to hear the feedback on it as well. But it's been an exciting product. The feedback loop on it's been great and definitely a ton of interest in this being deployed in communities across the country.
Yeah, that's great. It's great having you on again. We'll be back, I'm sure, for some other thought leadership stuff around what's happening around technology and innovation. And hopefully by then, you'll have your 101st award. Yeah. Who knows?
I'm chipping away at it. So we've been here 20 years and 97 technology awards. So we're working to 100.
Congratulations on all that. For those of you that want to learn more, go to 365connect.com. Again, in the show notes, you can click through, probably within the app. If you're on Spotify or Apple or anywhere else you're listening to music, you can probably see the link in the show notes. So go ahead and check that out. Get a demo booked with Kerry Kirby and his team and learn about the opportunities you have for your business. We'll see you guys in the next show.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the Multifamily Innovation Show. For show notes and other resources, visit multifamilyinnovation.com.